Dictation for Danol, Negus, NEGUS, July 351. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, N-P, at the office of Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Jamie and Dr. McCannon, consultation for Mr. Negus, who has chronic kidney disease. He has an extensive medical history. Apparently, within the last 1 year, has been multiple admissions to the hospital. McLaren, Sparrow, at Lansing, multiple nursing homes, as well as long-term facility. He mentioned cardiac arrest, respiratory failure, ventilatory system for 2 weeks, severe upper lower extremity weakness from ICU neuropathy, myopathy, uncontrolled diabetes in the 400, chronic kidney disease used to follow with Dr. Salame, S-A-L-A-M-E-H. He developed acute kidney injury at the time of adjusting diuretics, increased the dose of Bumex, and added metolazone. There was severe encephalopathy. He mentioned multiple studies, CT scans, MRIs, LP being negative. Presently, weight, appetite is stable. Weight at home around 278, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, has frequency, urgency, nocturia, but no incontinence, still has his prostate. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. He doesn't know for sure if there was any UTI or sepsis in the hospital. He likes to cook. He's trying to restrict his diet. He still has contracture hands, worse on the right comparing to the left, from prolonged hospital ICU admission. He's doing his own physical therapy, a stable edema, no claudication symptoms, uses a cane, unsteady but no recent falls. Denied chest pain palpitations, stable dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers, unable to use the CPAP machine. He enjoys writing for the newspaper. He has traveled many places in the world. He enjoys the art and music. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, leg edema, ICU complications, myopathy, neuropathy, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, sleep apnea, unable to tolerate CPAP machine, pseudo gout. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral knee replacement, bilateral cataract surgery, and prior thyroidectomy for goiter. He's not aware of malignancy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications. Include Coumadin, Bumex, insulin Lentus, just started on Zoloft, Coric, Flomax, Proscar, Farxiga, Emiodarone Aldactone, thyroid replacement allopurinol, muscle relaxant, Tizanidine, Tizanidine, Coumadin, potassium, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present weight 278, 74 inches tall. Blood pressure 130, 82 on the left sided, 162 on the right sided, no gross respiratory distress. He's a tall, large, obese person. Normal eye movements, lungs are clear distant, has atrial fibrillation, rate not elevated, less than 90, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable thyroid, JBD carotid bruise. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, 4+ bilateral edema, contracture of the right hand, much more than on the left, which is minor, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from September. Creatinine at 2.4. Representing a GFR of 28, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose high in the 180s, anemia 12.9 with a normal white blood cell, there is low platelet count at 87. Next paragraph. Prior TSH elevated, I don't see a 3T4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. There has been problems of blood pressure, diabetes, heart abnormalities, congestive heart failure. I cannot find a report of echo. I don't see a report of urine for blood protein or cells or protein creatinine ratio. We will try to obtain prior ultrasounds or CT scan abdomen and pelvis to assess for kidney obstruction or urinary retention. We will try to obtain prior discharge summaries. Presently not symptomatic, no uremic symptoms, encephalopathy. we discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia or encephalopathy. We will monitor chemistries in a monthly basis to make a decision for EPO treatment, changes for potassium, acid-base, phosphorus, nutrition, calcium, and PTH. Plan to see him back on the next few months. End of dictation.